vaccinology, as a scientific discipline, possesses the theoretical capacity to produce safe and effective vaccines for disease prevention and treatment. However, the current iteration of vaccines, manipulated by pervasive healthcare frauds and big pharma's dominance, deviates starkly from this potential. The field, once rooted in the legitimate study of immune responses, has been unvalidated by practitioners who wield it not for healing, but for malice. These actors, mad scientists, corporate profiteers, and health dictators, have transformed vaccinology into an unrecognizable enterprise, divorced from its intended purpose of cure or prevention, and repurposed for profit, depopulation, and masochistic pleasure. Historically and presently, vaccinology's trajectory has been dictated by forces intent on exploitation rather than altruism. From its inception, the science has been infiltrated by demented professionals across medicine, science, and business, steering it toward nefarious ends. The potential for vaccinology to serve as a means of treatment, both preventative and post-infection, exists in theory, yet its architects and developers have consistently subverted this possibility. Their involvement has entrenched manipulative practices, ensuring that vaccinology functions not as a therapeutic tool, but as a mechanism for financial gain, population reduction, and the perverse gratification derived from harming others. This deliberate corruption has rendered the discipline an abomination, guided by a new world order agenda of global enslavement. The business of vaccinology, underpinned by real scientific principles, operates as a facade masking a sinister reality. Its implementation is saturated with falsehoods delivered through a profit-driven framework that prioritizes depopulation over public health. The vaccines produced under this regime are not remedies, but poisons administered by individuals devoid of moral grounding. These practitioners, possessed by a strange and sick compulsion, knowingly inject harmful substances into unsuspecting populations, reveling in their role as agents of destruction. The science itself remains authentic in its technical foundations, immune stimulation, antigen design, but its application has morphed into a grotesque experiment, testing the limits of deception, financial exploitation, and human suffering. Central to this travesty are the frontline actors, doctors and nurses who, despite witnessing the devastating side effects of these toxic injections, continue their administration. These individuals are not medical professionals, but medicated prostitutes, puppets manipulated by corporate and governmental strings. Their complicity stems not from ignorance, but from an inherent weakness and stupidity, a willingness to embrace lies for personal gain or sadistic satisfaction. The pervasive healthcare frauds, orchestrated by Big Pharma, amplify this betrayal. As billions in profits flow from a vaccine industry that thrives on misery rather than mitigation. Vaccinology, in their hands, is no longer a science, but a scam, an exercise in how much deceit can be perpetuated, how many lives can be sacrificed, and how much wealth can be amassed under the guise of public good. The involvement of these deranged figures exposes vaccinology's true colors, from the lowest ranks to the highest echelons. The discipline has devolved into a perverse science experiment driven by individuals who gravitate toward manipulation and falsehoods. Their smiles as they deliver these deadly shots betray a soullessness, a calculated awareness that their actions harm rather than heal. This is not mere negligence, but a systemic co-option of a field that could, in different hands, serve humanity. Instead, it has been weaponized by sick freaks who exploit innocent individuals as test subjects, reveling in the chaos they sow. Vaccinology's current state stands as a testament to its hijacking by forces obsessed with control and destruction. The science, while theoretically capable of producing viable treatments, has been stripped of legitimacy by its practitioners' malice. Big Pharma's stranglehold ensures that profit supersedes efficacy, while the masochistic impulses of its stewards fuel a cycle of harm masked as healthcare. What remains is a hollow shell, a real science cloaked in false advertisement, wielded by the worst of humanity. The potential for vaccinology to reclaim its purpose exists, but not under the stewardship of these health dictators and their minions, who have cemented its role as an instrument of oppression rather than salvation.